Hello and welcome to the Luxury Lounge. That's right, every Thursday we head into the lounge, we shut the door, and we get to complain about anything you'd like. That's right, no complaint is too big or too small. This is your safe space to really sing it from the rooftops. Whatever issue you have, you will be met here with a hug and further complaints. That's right, we sing together in the song of douchedom. That's right. Every Thursday, and all you gotta do is keep sending your emails to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Title it Luxury Lounge. Give me a little flavor in the title. And I want to thank you people because you're sending in emails every week. It's amazing. The emails get better and better and you're sharing it. I'm on the road. I'm meeting you in person. And I have people that come up to me. They go, we love Luxury Lounge. And it's really means a lot because this was a new kind of thing we were doing. And I want you to keep sharing it. Keep telling a friend. Keep tagging them in the Instagram videos. I'm putting out these Instagram videos. And Instagram videos don't just fall off of trees. They cost money. That's right. And it makes it worth it to me when I see that you tag a buddy, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, anyone that could enjoy it, that could enjoy the complaint. And I am, I mentioned the road. I'm back on the road. I'm doing shows all the time. So I want you guys to come. JaredFried.com for tickets. Syracuse, New York. We're doing a live You Up podcast in the city. So that's New York City. That is a interactive, excellent show that anyone would have a good time at. We give dating app makeovers. We go through people's texts. We play Red Flag Deal Breaker. We bring you on stage. It is a blast. That is on December 8th. I'm coming to Phoenix, Arizona and St. Louis, Missouri for New Year's. So JaredFried.com for tickets. JaredFried.com for tickets. JaredFried.com for tickets. Otherwise, let's get to our guests. I'm very excited. Returning to the J Train podcast, but their first time in the lounge. There is nobody that I can trust more to be a fantastic guest for this arena than this amazing comedian, Judy Gold. Thank you for coming on.
Jared, why didn't I think of this as a podcast? I mean, can I just tell the listeners that you just said to me, so if there's anything on your mind that you can complain about that you could, and I was like,
you, really? You laughed. You
How
laughed you right in my.
Known me.
You laughed
I'm in
right
a perpetual,
in my face.
I know. I'm in a perpetual state of aggravation.
That's why, it's funny. I do prep people, and some people I'll go. So if you have a complaint, I say the same thing to them, and they go, "Well, maybe 3 weeks ago." You literally,
no!
I just saw the steam come out
ago.
Of your ears.
Oh God!
I had something happen 5 minutes ago too. So we, I want everyone to go follow Judy at Judy Gold at Judy Gold, spelled Jew as in Jewish people, Judy Gold, and it's going to be all over my social media, Twitter, Instagram, and she's new to Snapchat or not Snapchat,
no,
TikTok.
I'm new to TikTok.
TikTok. And so
and
we
I'm
want
getting
you all to
so much hate mail. I love it.
I knew you were going to make some noise on TikTok, so to speak. I had a feeling.
I just started last week.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. It's a perfect, and my kids have been like, "Mommy, you have to go on TikTok." And I'm like, yeah. And then you're on my podcast this week
yes.
and last week. Mm-hmm. And you were like, "Judy, you have to go on TikTok." And so my Jewish boys told me to go on TikTok and now I'm on TikTok.
And you're there a week. You already have 10,000 followers because Judy's videos are fantastic and hilarious. So everyone needs to go follow immediately. There, she's sitting on a toilet talking about Pete Davidson. I love it. What did you call it? You gave it 10 flushes.
Shooting the shit. Yeah, dick gets 10 flushes.
It's
got to be huge. It's got to be huge. I mean, I don't know a lot about dicks, but it's got to be huge.
It is so funny, the fascination with Pete Davidson and what women he gets and in that world everyone's looking for the secret. It must be a dick that's down to his knee.
Jared, what the secret is? Funny the key. It does. And for guys mm-hmm. it's the best. Like I remember going on the road and these fucking guys would open for me and they'd be in sweatpants and nose hairs and ear hairs and like at the bar after their set. It was like, oh my God. And then I go on, I kill, and it's like, can I get a ride home? Does someone,
You're just next to a mop bucket. Just
Right, exactly.
Yeah. It is interesting because I think Pete has a combination of three things that are important. Funny, tall. He's taller than people think.
Yes.
Also, he has rock star body, which is like thin that he could wear any clothing.
Keith Richards,
Keith Richards. So I think that's a big...
And bad boy, but mama's
tattoos.
Boy. Mama's boy.
And that is a clear... That is a recipe for female disaster. So I do understand it, but it is funny to be like, it must be the penis. It's got to be the penis, you know, like searching answers.
Right. But I love him too. Like, I think he's adorable. Like, I
do too.
Listen,
I get it. When you meet him, he's a nice guy, all that stuff. So listen, it's not about Pete. We're talking about you because at Judy Gold on TikTok, and I want everyone to go follow. And listen, Judy has a book out, and it's a fantastic gift for the holiday season. Yes, I can say that. Go on Amazon, purchase it right now. What a gift. It's hilarious. It's about, you know, being a comedian,
right?
Free speech and what you can and can't say.
Well, it's about cancel culture and free speech and how we got to that. There's a lot of history. If you're a comedy fan, you will love it because there's so much history about how we got to this point. And why it's fucking ridiculous. Like, cut the shit. We're just trying to make you laugh. That's all we're doing. It's not about you. It's not about you. No one wrote their jokes about you.
I think we said this maybe the last time. Like, we're doing people the biggest favor. Nobody has a goal that is more pure than a comedian's goal. The goal, no one came on the stage and was like, I'm really going to piss these fucking idiots off. The goal is ha, 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 ha. You know,
like, and telling the truth. And just to make you laugh.
Yeah,
with
the truth. So, you know, the truth hurts people, and that's when now people have more outlets than ever to let you know where, you know, and then we feel it.
That they're full of shit,
I know, and you know what the problem is, too? I read this somewhere, like, you know, you read one piece of information, then you just go with it the rest of your life.
Right.
I read this one place, and it really spoke to me. They say that, like, you feel the same thing at 10,000 followers that you do a million followers.
Right.
So... you feel the response from whatever. If you have 10,000 followers, that is the max feeling of response that you'll feel. So we get five people that are like, hey, you know, I'm really upset. And you go, the world's upset. Everyone's talking.
Right, it feels like that.
You know?
But
so,
like when you're on stage, the whole audience could be laughing. There could be one guy in the third row who's sitting there with a puss on his face, miserable, and that's all you think about. That's
it's all you think,
about. And people are like, great show. And I'm like, no, the guy was, you know?
So I want everyone to go buy Judy's book. It's fantastic. So funny. Great for the holiday season. Yes, I can say that. Also, the podcast, Kill Me Now. I am a guest on the podcast. What a perfect way.
Last week and this week. Yeah.
So consider me your aperitif, your appetizer into Judy's world, because we talked about my family, we talked about how my brother got his name, we talked about it, got very suburban Jewish, which I loved.
You were so fun, and it's like you're just so funny and interesting because you don't have the background of most miserable fucking comedians. You know what I mean?
I like to think that. I like to think that's kind of my powers, that I'm more like the audience than I am the comedians.
Right, right.
But I do appreciate. But it was fun. It was just nice to talk and kind of like, and we were talking about just like, you know, when you're from Jewish person from a suburb outside of the city, you meet another person like that. You have that instant connection. And
instant,
I think people will feel that. Go listen. Kill Me Now. It's on all podcast platforms. Judy rings a bell and I love it. So listen, let's do some complaining. I'm so excited to have you here at Judy Gold. OK, so I'm going to start with my complaint, and it's a small story, but I think you're going to like, Judy, you're a New Yorker. I want to hear your opinion on this because this is a very New York story.
Okay.
Hit the music, Shelby. Jared, he has some problems. Jared, he's got some issues to get off his chest right now. Jared has a lot of issues. Jared has a issue with a lot of things that we can discuss. Can you relate to the problem now? Okay. So before we tape today, I'm actually thinking to myself, what am I going to complain about? Like, I feel like, because I do this every week, so it's like I'm trying to think of like new and different, what happened in the week that was. So I'm walking out, and all of a sudden, I call my dad to like just check in. We have a check-in conversation. I do a podcast called Coffee with J-Train that is Patreon, patreon.com/JaredFreed. Every Monday, I kind of like go through the week that was and tell stories and stuff. And my dad is giving me feedback. It's the only thing my dad consumes that I put out there. And as he's giving me feedback, he's also talking about a video I put on Facebook. He's like, I don't like that you had a drink in your hand. I go, I don't have a drink in my hand in every video. And he's like, he's almost firing me up, you know? And so he's going, I don't like that. And I have to go back. I go, well, it's one drink. It's not like I have a drink in every video. It's also... it could be water. He goes, it's a vodka. That's a rocks glass. You know, he's giving me shit. But he's moving. You know, you go through like, you know, with parents, you go through the litany. You go through, it's got, okay, we got done with that complaint. Then he goes, next level. So then he starts commenting on all the things I talked about in Coffee with J-Train. Because I talked about getting criticism. I was talking about what we're talking about right now. I'm saying in last week's Coffee with J-Train, I talked about getting criticism and the Aaron Rodgers story and how Aaron Rodgers, you know, avoided telling people he didn't get vaccinated because he doesn't want to deal with criticism. And it's something you have to deal with. Sometimes if you believe in something, you have to, you know, believe in it enough to say people are going to hate me for it and I'm going to lose out on things. That is just a fact of life. So it was all to get to that point because I got some criticism for not showing up at a show from someone. My dad's going, well, you should have wrote this. You should have done this. So now I'm at like an eighth on the phone chat level. And we, you know, you're like me. If I'm on the phone, I'm talking. Like I'm on Broadway. So I'm out. So I go to this coffee shop that's near me, and the coffee shop is like a crunchy. We talked about it in your podcast. This coffee shop that I go to has a good breakfast that I like, but it's like crunchy granola. But everyone has a house in Vermont. Like they think they're in on the conversation, but they're actually millionaires and they're not in on the conversation.
So
everyone there has that look. So I'm outside of the coffee place that I'm about to go into to get breakfast. And there's an older woman. She's got, you know, dyed blue hair and she's on her computer and she's got, you know, she's got a coffee in front of her. And I'm talking to my dad and I'm again at an eight and I'm going, yeah, but then, you know, criticism and this and that. And she starts looking at me and shaking her head. No. And giving me dirty looks. And I make eye contact with her and I see her giving me dirty looks. And at this point, I'm like, who does she think she is? You're in the street in New York City. She's sitting at an outdoor cafe table
And you're supposed to be quiet?
This is what she's shaking her head at me. She's shaking her head and it's like just because, and it's like, listen, this work from home thing, the world is not your home. You know, you can't count on silence and you're on a New York City street and you're expecting.
If you decide, can I interject here?
Please.
If you like, this is why I fucking hate eating outside. It's like what people are like, oh, we'll eat outside. No, it won't. People walk by. Mm-hmm. Their dogs are peeing and shitting. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, beggars are like, yo, what is it? You know, like, I need money. I need money. You know, like, you know.
But you hate it because it's an admission that you can't have it exactly how you want if you're going to do something outside.
You have no control. Like, you have no control. If you want a controlled environment, then.
Get a WeWork. Get a WeWork.
Order in, you fuckhead.
And she's shaking her head at me. No, with an angry face. And it's like, if you have a problem, tell me to shut the fuck up. I would rather the shut the fuck up than the judgment of the, oh, you're a bad guy. I looked at her, I'm on the phone with my dad. I just take the phone. I put it down and I go, you're not in the quiet car in the Amtrak train.
Which is my favorite fucking. I tell people I go on the quiet car, they're like, you go on the quiet. I'm like, yeah, I don't fucking hear people. Wait, Jared. So the other day I'm at the airport. Mm. This is continue of your thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I get to the airport, Florida. And I go to my gate. It's like packed. You know how like in Florida, it's like, and the minute they're like, We're gonna board handicapped people or people with disabilities, and then everyone runs up. Everyone right?
Especially that flight from any eastern east coast Florida town to New York. If you're going from West Palm to LaGuardia, you may as well be at a buffet at a shul,
right?
And everyone is
right
going to get their
services.
Bagels and lox.
Okay.
Everyone thinks they deserve to be in the front.
So I'm sitting in the, I go to sit down in the waiting area, which is packed. Like, you can't get a fucking seat, and everyone's got their fucking luggage on every other seat, right? And this girl comes and sits to, you know, next to me. And then I hear this like guy talking on his phone, but the other person is on speaker.
Oh, my God.
That was fucking drives me crazy.
Yes.
So I'm like, where the fuck is this noise coming from? And I say to her, I go, what the fuck is this? Like, who are these people?
Yes, yes, yes.
I know, I know. But no one says anything. So I get up and I turn around. I see it's this kid and he's on FaceTime, right? Like talking
to
someone.
Headphones.
And no headphones. And I go, I literally said, I don't know. Have you heard of these things called headphones? Like, that's exactly what and everyone around him's like, oh my God, thank you. And I'm like,
thank goodness.
Not, like, how do you not? I go, they're called headphones. Guess what? Because no one wants to listen to your fucking conversation. And like, then I get on the plane and the guy sitting behind me is like, excuse me. I just wanted to say thank you so much. And I'm like, so you were sitting there for a half an hour and didn't say anything.
It's,
you know,
common sense, too. Like, that's the thing. And there's a difference between what you're saying with this kid and with me is I've taken the appropriate actions.
Right. And you know, you're like on the street.
I'm on the street. I'm not inside of an airport.
Sirens.
On FaceTime.
Right.
Sirens. You know, like, this is, there's the idea that, like, people should, this isn't a black and white matter. This is a nuanced context matter where it matters.
But Jared, I was at the Strand bookstore the other day. Okay. It's a bookstore. This woman walks in, the other person's on speaker, and she's like, and then I said to her, I don't want to do that. Oh, I just got to the Strand. Have you read? And I'm like, what?
This is not the place.
Right. So I go to the guy and I said, this woman is literally, because you know, Jared, you know me. I will just go right up to her. And he's like, well, we can't really do anything. I go, are you kidding? So I said, hi, could you like not talk on speakerphone? She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. I got to run. You know, like, how do you not know? It's like the same thing with the fucking mask down here, right?
It's they know, but they don't want to know.
Right. So it's like, you know, this. It's
yeah,
like
it goes
this.
Under, it goes below the lower, the upper lip.
Right.
Yeah.
I was at the Jew store, the Jewish, the overpriced Jewish meat store, and there was a guy in there like this, you know, and I said, you know, that only works if you
with
put
the mask
it over your
on.
Nose.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, right. Yeah. Like, you don't know. It's not on your nose.
At that point, it is the same thing as, because they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing, and it's like,
so
it's the same thing.
Aggressive.
It's the same thing as the head shake instead of being like, hey, can
right,
you shut
right,
the fuck
right,
up?
Right,
like,
right.
I'd rather the person who's like, no, I don't fucking wear a mask. You know, like, I'd almost
rather that person. Right, right.
They have taken a stand. They've believed in themselves.
Right.
Listen, Judy, let's go to your complaint.
Okay.
Hit the music.
I am going to my complaint. Hit the music.
It's the guest's turn to complain. They're ready to jump in. They've got lots of problems too. It ain't all about Jared. Let's hear their complaint of the day. Let's hear their complaint of the day. They're invited on the show to have some fun and complain with you. Let's hear that complaint.
Like, I don't even know. There's so many. But this is one. I mean, I could start with this fucking new magic keyboard where the fucking, you know, thing doesn't work. But I'm not going to go to that, okay?
Okay.
I know my niece is going to hear this. And I love my nieces and I love my nephews.
They're great. I'm sure they're I'm sure they're great. I'm sure they're greatest.
And it's not even about her. This is what I don't understand.
Okay.
So, and I love you. I love you. I love my niece. I love my brother. I love everyone. My parents, when they went to a wedding, okay?
Yes.
It would be like, kids, we have an affair on Saturday night. So you know, everyone had to watch me because I was the little one and they were torturing me. Anyway, and they would go and get dressed and go to the wedding on Saturday. And then they would come home and that was it. That was the end of the wedding. I go to my niece's wedding. It's, first of all, it's like they're now like 4, 5, 6 day affairs. Okay.
Yes. We're all Indians.
Airfare.
Yeah.
Hotel. Rental car.
Yeah.
Meals.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to give you money? Why do I have to give people money because they decided to get married? But wait. This is what I can't stand. They send this is the events for the weekend, which are fun. But don't tell me what the fuck to wear. Casual, like jeans. No! Like
they should have to come over and pack your bags for you if that's what they want to do.
And like all you do is go, okay, wait, what do I have to bring? So I have this. It used to be like you brought a dress or a suit or whatever the fuck you brought. You went to a bathing suit and short, whatever. No. Okay, Thursday's casual, but not black, you know, but not that casual. Friday, we're going to be at the beach wear. Okay, black tie. Don't fuck. You do not deserve a black. No one deserves a black tie wedding. No one.
I totally agree. This is the weddings have gotten out of control. I am actually. This is coming out on Thursday. I am going to be going to a destination wedding.
No.
On Friday after this comes out. I am excited for this wedding because it's Jordana. She's the co-host for the You Up podcast. I am excited. But to get over the hump, like the money's been spent at this point. So now I'm excited. It's as if I didn't spend the money at all because, you know, I've already gotten the plane ticket. I've already gotten the hotel. I've already paid the credit card bills associated with planning this trip. So I am mentally just in, we're eating cake at this point. But I do agree with you. The idea that I can't do this 3 times a year. There are some people, it's one thing. This is my one wedding this year. I'm pumped for it because it's the one. The minute it becomes niece, nephew, the friend, another friend, and they're all keeping up with each other.
Because you have to give them more money. You have to give them more money.
The family, you have to give more. But they're all keeping up with each other. That's the problem. Social media got us clued in to how celebrities do their wedding. And now we all have to go to these, you know, worse versions of a Kardashian wear.
Right.
You know, we have to go to beach wear. And it's like, what do you think? Like, now you got to look at all these ugly people in Tommy Bahama. We're not in silk. We're not in things that were built, you know, knit to our bodies like a celebrity. Of course, theirs look great. All of them have tailors. We have nothing.
Well, it's also like airfare.
Yes.
All right. So I took, this is my magic keyboard. I don't know if you can see it.
You can't see it.
But it took me, but I have my other keyboard where one of the little keys fell off, like last year. And for a year, I'm like, I'm not wasting the money to get a new keyboard. I'm not wasting them. Like, it's like this old Jewish woman. Oh, you can live with the one thing. Don't worry about it. You never use the down button. Anyway, you know. And
no question marks on any of your stuff.
This is costing me $5,000, and I won't spend $149 on a thing. You know what I mean? Take an Uber.
You're pushing your chips into the middle on something. This is literally the equivalent of lighting money on fire. It's one weekend of your entire life. The keyboard is every day. You know, like
it's
the keyboard
every day. And I'm like, suffer. But let's and. Why do I have to pay you to get married? Like, you decided to get married. Why do I have to, like, buy you dishes? No one bought me. And, you know, as a gay, by the way.
This is a hard thing as a gay,
Because we couldn't get married. We were not allowed. And then, so in my 20s and 30s, when most people, you know, I went to, you know, straight weddings, but not, so then all of a sudden, in my late 40s and 50s,
you got the double whammy.
they're all these people are getting married, but they're in their 40s and 50s. And I'm like, I'm not giving you money. You run a hedge fund. You know what I mean?
It's insane. Yeah, you get the double whammy. You had to pay it when you were poor, and now you got to pay it when you've got money. And you're like, what the hell are we doing? Why am I giving? You're just going to give this back to me at my wedding.
And now it's like, if we don't want gifts, we want you to donate to our honeymoon. How about?
So how now I got to look at your honeymoon pictures and know that I'm the reason this happened.
And how about this? How about donate to like someone who doesn't have money if you don't want fucking gifts? Like what? These are breaking me.
Listen, I'm going to a destination wedding. I'm excited to go because I'm like,
I know it's fun. It's fun,
we have to realize whose wedding do we want to do this for? Nobody looks at themselves and goes, I'm a country club wedding. You know, I'm a town hall wedding. Not everyone's the destination wedding. Some people are, the Knights of Columbus wedding.
And
you should be you're a Knights of Columbus couple.
Right.
Sometimes you have to admit it. You're not the A couple. You're not the one that's going to bring everyone together for a fun vacation.
Right.
You're
but
not
Jared,
that person. Yeah.
Even then, you have to pay them. You get the fucking invitation. I'm like, oh no, how much is this fucking shit?
It's basically some of these wedding invitations, they're just bills. You know,
it should go in the bill file.
Well, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Everyone keeps sending in your luxury complaints. Title it Luxury Lounge. Give us a little flavor of what it is. We're here with Judy Gold at Judy Gold on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
JEWDY. But wait, Jared, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
My son Henry said I should change my TikTok to Judy Gold, JUDY.
I've gotten that advice too. I'm Wizard of Oz on.
Yeah, I love that though.
Thank you. I do too. And I, but everyone tells me that's like it's kind of a mistake, and I'm like, ugh, I don't know. I've heard the same. He is not speaking out of turn. But I mean, people can tag me somehow. They tag at Jared. I had an issue with TikTok.
Yeah, but on Instagram it says Judy Gold, but then it has my handle Judy Gold. So why can't they do that on TikTok?
Well, we're gonna figure it out, but we'll figure it out off mic at Judy Gold.
Okay.
Go follow. Yes, I can say that. That's a book. Kill Me Now.
Yes,
that's the podcast.
Yes, I can say that. When they come for the comedians, we're all in trouble. That is the full name of the book, and it's really great.
Yes, I can say that. When they come for the comedians, we are all in trouble. Kill Me Now. I'm on it this week. Go. Search it right now. You can subscribe. That is the best practice from you. Subscribe. Let's do the emails.
Yes.
Luxury Lounge. The J Train Podcast is sponsored by Ritual. Sometimes less really is more, and that includes your multivitamins. While most brands try to give you everything you think you need, Ritual takes a food-first approach to their multivitamins. Ritual nixes the excess, like shady fillers and additives, and instead focuses on nutrients to help fill gaps in people's diets. I love taking Ritual. I love taking a multivitamin. It gets your brain on track for the day. And it also, you know, some days are good days with your health and how you eat. And some days you don't get everything you need. Ritual fills in those gaps. I love it. Enter Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus Multivitamin, formulated by exhaustive research. This multivitamin helps fill nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 plus. A clinical study showed it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. Ritual is committed not only to third-party testing, but traceable and vegan-friendly ingredients and clear communication, so you always get the things you need and none of the filler. Right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/JTrain and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/JTrain. The JTrain Podcast is brought to you by Best Fiends. The holiday season is coming, and when I need a break from the hustle and bustle of the holidays, I take a breath, pull out my phone, and open up Best Fiends. I love playing this game. And I'm on level 112. What I love is anything that can let me put my brain on the shelf. When I'm on a flight, when I'm, sitting on the toilet, maybe. I'm just saying. You just want 10 minutes to yourself. Best Fiends is the way to go. With Best Fiends, you collect tons of cute little characters that you use to beat the bad guys on each level. Easy to play, hard to master. This is gaming on another level. It's action-packed. It's an action-packed adventure and brain-boosting puzzle game all in one. It's totally free to download. You don't need an internet connection to play. You can play on the go. Exactly. I play on flights. Once you start playing, you will not want to stop. I'm obsessed. Best Fiends has thousands of levels, plus new content added all the time, so you never run out of entertainment. Download Best Fiends today for free on the App Store or Google Play. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. This is kind of adjacent to your complaint. Too many friends. Jared, thank you for creating a safe space for complaints like this one. I have too many friends. Between my high school friends, college friends, Chicago friends, and now Denver friends, I'm swimming in group texts and social obligations. Ugh. This year, I've attended 3 bachelorette parties, 4 weddings, and I cannot keep up with the positive energy I'm supposed to be exuding for these momentous occasions. Also, this week alone, 3 of my friends' pets have died, and I've had to be there for comfort despite my own life stressors. Can you imagine? She's on a pet Shiva call tour. I love all of my friends. I love all my friends, but I'm extremely tired and feel like I need to trim the fat here. How do you go from everyone's best friend to everyone's friend? They see me be once every 5 years. Sincerely, your friend, probably. What do you think? This is a great email.
I love
what do you think?
That. You know,
it's a total issue. It's a young person's problem, I do believe.
Right. Well, it's because of social. I mean, I think social media, you know, totally connects you with people. And it's like there is this idea that everyone thinks you're their best friend. Mm. So, and that is a really bad position to be in. Like, I have that too. Like, I have a lot of friends. But what I do is I just go away. I just take a break.
Uh-huh.
And I go away, or I say, listen.
How do you go away?
And they all get mad at me. They're all like, everyone's busy, Judy. Everyone's, and I'm like, no, I'm traveling. Or she has to say, oh my God, I love you. But she has to, you have to stop going to things. That's what you have to do, gently. Oh my God, I would love to be there, but I have blank.
Yes.
I have to work. Yes. My mother is not well, or I'm going to visit around, and just hide. You have to hide. Or just say no. You have to say no. It's really, I think it's.
I have a few ideas based on things you said, Judy, because I think what you're on the right track, and I think we agree this is a huge issue. This person needs to trim the fat. You can't have to.
COVID was good for. That's what COVID
was good for. You had a built-in excuse. This woman, and this is also more of a female problem, because women will be like, you know, they'll have 20 best friends. Everyone's my best friend. I have, like, if you ask me who your best friend, if I was next to my best friend and you said, are you guys best friends? I'd be like, hey, we know each other. Like, I wouldn't even
say it.
I'd be embarrassed to say it. And that kind of saves me, because no man really calls on me and is like, hey, my goldfish died. I'm really going through something. Can you come over for wine tonight?
Right.
Like, that's never happened. So I do think what she needs to do is stop calling people her best friends. She needs to be more protective of that phrase.
She also... Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Please.
I think she needs to take a piece of paper. And write down, if I was in a really bad situation, a car accident, or I needed something... who would I call? And those are the people you put your energy into.
I cannot agree with that more. I actually think we need to have that MySpace top 10 like that. Just on our social, like, it's 5. Let's get it at 5. It's 5 people, because you really only need 5 friends and their significant others. And then you need to, like, kind of connect a few of those friends so you can talk shit about the other friends so you have something to talk about.
And
you
Jared, as you go through life, and your priorities change, so do the people you see and the time you spend, who you spend time with. You know, like, I had kids. I met so many people through my kids who I never would have met if I didn't have kids.
Absolutely. And this person, you can't be going to 3 friends' pets' Shiva calls. Like, you just, like, that is, like, absolutely insane. That's 3 times to have to drink that week. I think that piece of paper should include the 5 people you would call in a car accident. Then after it, 10 excuses just ready to pull out of your quiver. So
and
when
don't
someone
extend yourself so much.
No.
I think it shouldn't even be car accident. I think it should be abortion. Who would I call if I needed to, you know,
my hand held through the line
through an abortion
while they're protesting down the street.
Okay, so that's level 1.
Yes.
And then you should say, and then you can categorize, like, you know, this person's like a great person I'd love to hang out with, but I wouldn't blank.
No, the top 5 get your, you know, pet Shiva call. Then you have 10 excuses under it for anyone that's not in that top five. So anytime someone calls you or texts you, you pull out the sheet of paper, you get it laminated, you put it on a small card like you do, like when you go to play, you know, blackjack and you have the odds cards. So on the small card, you have your top five friends, and every year you re-up it, you change it, and then you have 10 excuses. Here's the other thing that's going to help out. We're in 2021, where you can, 2021, everything in my belief is a problem and a solution. So the problem in 2021 is a lot of people will use vague buzzwords to kind of claim that they have mental issues. This is a good thing for her. Hey, so you need to write down the 10 buzzwords.
Oh, yeah, that's good, Jared. Where, yes, that's good.
So where you go,
I like that.
Hey, I'm really just going through some mental health issues right now. Hey,
anxiety,
mental health issues, anxiety.
I need some space to work on me.
Yes, all of those things are great. That's like having a piece of wood with a fire on the end, and you're warding people away.
Boundary.
There it is. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here in the Luxury Lounge. Go follow at Judy Gold. Luxury Lounge. Digital assistants. Jared, love your show. My complaint is about digital assistants / chats. The digital assistants never seem to have the info you're looking for, so you're left waiting in a queue for a live agent. I obviously have more important things to do than stare at the screen while I'm waiting to get connected. The problem is that once they do connect you, you have about 2 minutes to respond before they disconnect you and have to start the process all over again. The chat functions don't have sound or any notifications, so I don't know they've responded unless I'm sitting there waiting. They should be designed in a way that assumes people have better things to do. Judy, what do you think? Huge issue.
Beyond, you're talking to someone who grew up in a, when you had a problem, you immediately spoke to a person. There was someone who answered the phone. We didn't have any of this shit when I was your age, or, you know, in my 20s and my teens. Yeah. You know, it started becoming digital. And there is nothing that compares to talking to someone, explaining your problem, and getting it fixed. And your problem is not in a fucking, if you have this problem, press one. I mean, I remember when this all started and we were like, oh, that's good. And then it went through a period, just press zero. And now you can't even just press zero. This is big corporation and shit. And that's why you have to post about this. I mean, like, if that's what that is the benefit of us. We have a lot of followers. And so if I go on Twitter and say, hey, Delta, what the fuck? They will DM me and say, hey, what happened? Sorry about that. You know, but a regular person who doesn't have, you know, that power, it's really frustrating. And my mother did this. You gotta write letters. You gotta post things and have people repost them.
It's really bad because it can go to a darker place. Every time
crying, it's so frustrating.
Well, I do get so upset. This happened to me when I booked a hotel and I somehow got like taken to like a place that like stole my money. Like I went to like hotels.com, but I like booked through hotel.com or something. Yes. And then all of a sudden it was like, well, you pay on PayPal first and then you can't pay with a credit card. And it's like, I was enraged, but also, and so then I go to hotels.com.
I feel like an idiot.
And then you start trying to find answers. And it's like, it's not even that we want answers every time. We just want someone to go, I don't have an answer for you, or I'll figure it out. That's, you know, like, that's okay
just
too.
Tell me the fucking truth. And be fair. Like, I just had this problem at the wedding. I had made 2 reservations under the block. And then when I went to set, a week before I'm leaving, I go on the Hilton thing. And it's like, oh, you only have 1 reservation. I was like, really? I had 1 room for the kids and 1 room for me and Elisa. And so I called the fucking hotel. And I said, and they're like, no, you only have 1 reservation, right? I get to the, I said, okay, can you make another one for my son? All right. So then I get there and then I get home and I look at my bill and they charge me for a no show.
It's insane.
A no show.
But then you're in the,
that, they told me I only had one room. So I did another room. I had three rooms because they didn't fucking look.
And that's the thing.
And
now
I
you're
had
down
to call 100 people.
And then you're dealing with press one, press two, and it's like, but we've even press one and two was is a joy at this point. I had an issue with Amazon. Amazon, it is like putting a letter in a bottle and throwing it out to sea, because I go, I got this shampoo and conditioner and only the conditioner came. So I go to like, so now I'm on customer service, but it all has to be done through the app. And it's exactly what this person's saying, because you don't know. And here's the saddest part is these are jobs that people need. I understand. I am a capitalist. I believe in capitalism, but you need to have some sort of government intervention to make sure these jobs stay afloat. Every time I see the self-checkout at CVS, I think of a heroin addict, because there's someone out there that could be working that job that has nothing but time.
And feel good about themselves.
So it's like
contributing to society. And the other thing is, Jared, I feel like I'm always cutting you off, but I love
it. Go ahead.
So much.
No, I love it.
The other thing is, the way they set it up, by the time you get to a real person, right? Mm-hmm. If you can make it that far, you are in a state of hysteria. Yeah. So they write in their thing, unruly customer. And it's like, no, you put me through this fucking torture chamber, okay? And I can't take it anymore, you know? And it's like, how about when you're on the hold and they're like, yes, we're going to get the, well, let me get it to my supervisor. Hold, please. And then they fucking hang up on you and you have to start again.
To relate this to the last emailer, this is a great excuse for not hanging out. Hey, I was just online with customer service. I'm having a bad day. The J Train Podcast is sponsored by Roman. Listen up, gents. It's time to talk about the elephant in the room, the one we all whisper about but don't do anything to fix it, ED. And while you may hope it's a rare thing, a whopping 52% of guys between the ages of 40 and 70 experience some form of erectile dysfunction. Go to GetRoman.com/JTrain now to speak to a U.S. licensed healthcare professional about erectile dysfunction and get $15 off your first month of treatment. People. This is one of those things, and again, here's the number, 52%. This is one of those things that you go, it's just that one time. It's just, you know, it just happened. Oh, you know, I'll get them next time. I drank a little too much. Well, maybe you can fix the issue. Maybe you can get ahead of something. And the Roman system is completely confidential and totally discreet. No big logos or labels on the packages. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for erectile dysfunction, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. That's the beauty. This is an opportunity. Speak to one of their people. It's a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. They work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships you free with 2-day shipping. Here's the thing. Let's say they go, you don't have it. Hey, now it's off your mind. Maybe the stress of maybe having it is something that's holding you back. It's all good. The whole process is straightforward, convenient, discreet. Take care of your ED without leaving your home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/JTrain today, and if you're prescribed, get $15 off your first month of ED treatment. Make sure you're ready to have confidence and control this fall. Roman ready. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Judy Gold, @JudyGold on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. She's new there. Go, go, go. Give some love. Awesome videos. This is a longer one, but I think, you know, there's no one better to complain about this than you. Luxury lounge. I own an expensive home in Hawaii. Jared, feather. I moved to Hawaii a year ago for work and I'm absolutely miserable. We should have never made this place the 50th state. I have many complaints about Hawaii itself, which I can't ever say without someone telling me it could be worse and I live in paradise. But today I'm writing to complain about the neighborhood I live in. My boyfriend is in the military and I work for the federal government, so thank goodness we're only on a 3-year tour and can leave this godforsaken place in just 2 more years. I hope Hawaii, the tourism bureau, doesn't want to sponsor this podcast anytime soon. Where we luck out is that he gets basic allowance for housing, BAH, every month, in addition to his salary. So between the two of us, we're afforded the opportunity to not struggle as much to pay for housing as the locals who do not receive this benefit.
Right.
However,
fuck. However, just went off on my phone. Sorry.
It's okay. However, housing in Hawaii is more competitive than on the mainland, and all 17 offers we put in for homes that were more in our budget. And of all the 17 offers we put in for homes that were more in our budget, the only one accepted was our high-end Hail Mary in this bougie gated neighborhood of million-dollar homes that come with $600 a month
HOAs. Wait, I have to get out my tissues. Hold on.
We got to cry for them. While I often wonder where this money goes, my main complaint is that there's very little parking for the residents here. They're paying $600 a month. You want that parking? The houses that sit facing the golf course have a driveway. Judy's wiping away tears for you. The houses that sit facing the golf course have a driveway, but the houses that sit in the middle of the neighborhood do not, and we rely on designated parking spaces around the block. Most of these spaces are for guests. Residents are permitted to park there or aren't permitted to park there or will be towed. How can you tow a resident? It will be towed when they when the tow truck makes its daily rounds, and most of the time these spaces
sit open and unused. Don't even kid you!
For reference, vehicles owned by people who live here have a sticker showing they're a resident, so you can't just park there and hope they get to get away with it. This is insane. On top of that, if you're having a guest stay over the night, they can't park in the guest spaces between the hours of 2 and 6 a.m. Why are we paying for an HOA that acts as your own Gestapo of some sort? Like, this is like crazy. Six?
What are you in, a fucking convent?
So if they want to stay, they have to park in one of the few resident spots. You can park outside the gate on the street, but finding places out there isn't guaranteed either. Every morning, my boyfriend moves his motorcycle into the resident spot his truck was sitting in to save the space for when he comes back from work in the afternoon. This is crazy. This is insanity. For $600 a month, is it too much to ask to get some more parking spaces for people who pay to live here? Thanks for giving me a space to air my complaint without telling me I'm lucky to live in Hawaii. No, we're happy for you. And 10 out of 10, do not recommend living or vacation. This place is overhyped. I will die on this hill. Sincerely, ungrateful something. Oh, she writes, it's haole, noun, a derogatory term used by locals for non-native Hawaiians, especially white people. Okay, well, we won't get into that. I don't know if I just said something horrible, but what do you think, Judy Gold, of their issue?
First of all, two words, long-winded. I mean, what the fuck? That was a novel, okay? Yeah.
Well, it's interesting that they have issues with Hawaii, but the real issue is with HOA in general. Right. And I do agree. These HOA things act like it's the Bible.
Right.
And you're going, and it's like, to me, when you're paying someone, they should constantly be working with you towards a solution. So the idea that there's daily rounds made by a tow truck to make sure the residents don't park in the guest spots, there's no guests without the residents. Like, I don't understand how that even works.
But also, like, I live on the Cape Cod, and we have an HOA, and we have a certain amount of visitor spots and owner spots, and everyone is allowed one visitor and one owner, okay? Mm-hmm. And especially in the summer, because the parking
That's
is
all
really
it is.
Hard in Provincetown. Yes. But if we have other people coming over, I'll call my neighbor and be like, can we use your spot? You know, visitor spot. This idea that you have a fucking, like, first of all, who takes the job of like, we're going to tell you? Like, that is the fucking worst job. If you have a home, people are going to come see you. Like, make it, like, welcoming. It's ridiculous. These people are... This is what's wrong. It's like, I read this article that recently, what's happened in America is, you know, when I was a kid, everyone sat on their front stoop, right? Mm-hmm. And the kids played in the street and everyone, neighbors talked to each other. And now everyone stays in the backyard, you know, and no one talks to each other. And this is, I think, exactly that kind of thinking. Protect the homeowner space. But come on.
Yeah, well,
be neighborly.
What you're saying is very, because all the conversations happen, again, online, in a comment space, over email. It loses that, like, you know what we've lost?
It's a digital thing. Yeah.
It's a digital thing where I go to you and I go, Judy, let's talk. You know, and we have created a world that nerds wanted. at the that the biggest losers you went to high school with that couldn't speak to anyone, that had no social abilities. We've created a world comfortable for them that takes away the salesman, the saleswoman, the person that has a personality,
the person
charm,
who's disarming you, the person who's like reaching out,
and totally,
the, and the discourse, the dialogue between
yes.
people. I'm like this, I'm like this. Hey, we're neighbors, you know.
No,
it's not like that anymore.
Nobody hates charm more than a loser.
Right.
I do believe that, and I think because this person, they got some charm. They could go to someone who's the head of the HOA or sits on the board and go, "Hey, we got to talk." You know, because
right.
that's what I would want to do. I would want to go to someone on the board and I'd be like, "How does it make sense that we're sitting here living in a police state?"
Right.
Like by our own creation. Explain
right.
it to me. And don't even make it about money, because they're bringing up the money because this is what people do online. They bring up the thing that you can't disagree with. You can't
right.
really be like, 600 is not a lot, because they're saying it's a lot. So they have
right.
to, we do all these things. It's like a jujitsu that
right.
everyone does when they write an email. Hey, I know what you're going to come back with, so I'm going to come with the thing that you can't really disagree
right,
with, which
right.
is the 600, which is not a way to, which is not a way to get to a solution. The way to get to a solution is to go, "Hey, do you think it's really smart that I have to go and move a car every day, that my job has become my living space?" And then conversation goes from there.
Though.
Go ahead.
Right. And I get that. But I have to say, being a New Yorker,
mm-hmm.
alternate side of the street parking.
Yeah,
it
listen,
is,
we deal with it.
We deal
I did
with
it for
it
a year.
It's like, first of all, people don't understand this, but in New York City,
yeah.
every other day, they you have to move your car to the other side of the street. And you have to sit there for an hour and a half. I remember on my street, this woman mm-hmm. used to practice her flute in the car. I swear to God. She used to practice her flute in the car.
I'm just thinking of how that is, like, people wonder, like, why New Yorkers are the way they are. And, like,
right.
and they say, like, how long does it take to become a New Yorker? Like, I'm from Boston.
Right.
I've lived here since 2007. I consider every day I get closer to considering
right.
myself more of a New Yorker. I think the minute you start playing a flute in the your car during alternate side parking is.
Yeah. I have an hour and a half. I'm going to practice my flute. I mean, it is.
Yeah, no,
like,
I used to do it. I had a car. My brother and I shared a car in the city, and we would do alternate side parking. And
frustrating.
The whole idea is that you get free parking. You can park on the street if you find a spot, but then from 12 to 1:30
or 9:30 to 11 or 11
whatever it is,
yeah.
you're at the behest of this, you know, random time, and you go sit in your car and wait for a street sweep to come by, and you pull out and then you pull back in,
back
and
in.
The minute from when you pull out to when you pull back in, it is the most stress. It's as stressful as pulling out on a woman, you know,
like
because you're waiting
right,
for someone
right.
to jump in. Yeah.
Right. You also, you're on one side of the street.
Yeah.
And then it's like 12:59, 1 o'clock. And then all of a sudden, every car is like, over to the other side.
Everyone jumps
crazy.
In.
That's when you're a real New Yorker. Yeah.
It really is. And I did it for a year. And then we found cheaper parking. And we were like, we're done. We can't
right.
do this anymore.
So, and this person who's talking about the $600, that's how much it costs a month to park a car in New York City, by the way.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly. So it's like, choose one or the other, but I do hear their complaint. Let's do some screenshot emails. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Here with Judy Gold, @JudyGold. I'll have it all over my social media. Let's do this one first, because I think you're going to like this one more. Luxury Lounge, hooks in the women's bathroom. Okay. Hi, Jared. I'm writing from a bar in Austin, Texas, while on vacation. I'm from Chicago and experienced the same issue there. Why aren't all women's restroom stalls in America required to have a hook and or shelf for a woman's purse? Every time I walk in a stall, it's a moment of dread when I realize that neither are provided. 99% of women carry a purse, and when we use the bathroom, we need somewhere to put it. It can't be a cost issue, as we're asking for is a 50-cent hook. Please put this issue out there because I know I'm not the only woman who experiences trying to pee while also holding her sometimes quite expensive purse and hoping it isn't going to fall onto the floor or worse yet, the toilet. See attached photo of what I was dealing with since I know photographic evidence helps. Signed, together. Hopefully we can make a change in this world. Now, I'm going to bring up the picture. The door legitimately looks like it's from a prison bathroom.
Yes, yes.
Like this door, like it looks like I could get tetanus from the picture.
Right.
And Judy, what do you think?
I love this woman. This is so fucking, because I wear a backpack because I'm a dude, but you go in and it's like, you know, there's urine all over the fuck. I mean, like, guys pee all over. I have two sons. It's never in the fucking toilet. I don't know where the hell it is. But there's so many women.
We like to do a little art project.
Right. So there's so many women who won't sit on the bowl and they just stand and let it go all over the fucking place. Meanwhile, a toilet bowl has no, like, you really are not going to get any germs sitting on a fucking toilet bowl. But that's besides the point. It is so disgusting, bathroom floors. And it's true. We have no place to put it. And you know, I go in the bathroom at the airport all the time. Like, my luggage, it has wheels on it, and that's fine. But literally, my purse, you're like, and you're trying to pee and find a place for your purse. And it's like, oh my God, you know, you're holding it. It's so fucked up.
All we ask, and I'll speak for men too, because I do the airport bathroom thing too.
Right.
And this is where you do have bags with you.
Right.
You, all we want, strong lock, one hook. Give us those two things and everyone's comfortable. Strong lock,
right.
Good hook, because you can't have good hook, weak lock. This happened to me. I was in the bathroom at the airport. I put my bag on the hook. I go to sit down to take a shit. All of a sudden, the door
like opens.
Like a ghost opening it. And I'm going,
right.
Now I'm reaching with one hand while I'm trying to keep my asshole on the bowl. And it's a miserable situation. That's why, you know, sometimes they'll have the koala bear care station. And I'm using that as like my, that becomes my picnic table.
Right.
You know,
It's terrible, especially if it's in the chute and you don't have a lot of time to find space for your, you know. Once the duty is in the chute, you have seconds to find places for your shit, for your, you know, your backpack and your luggage. It really is very important, especially for people who travel all the time.
Yes. And this person is right. It's a 50-cent hook with, you know, the person who's your janitor.
Right.
Screws it on in 2 seconds. And it's like, you know, and I thought during COVID, I actually said, if your place didn't, you know, fix the bathroom during COVID, if your restaurant, if your bar didn't fix the bathroom during COVID, it ain't ever going to fix the bathroom.
Right, right.
They had 10 months, you know, on average
to
go
the
in there and make one small fix for 50 cents and add some paint. And if it ain't happened, I mean, this door, nothing has looked more like more off-putting. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're in the Luxury Lounge. Judy Gold at Judy Gold. Let's do one more. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Go buy the book. Yes, I can say that. Also, podcast. Kill me now. Okay. Hey, Jay. Not sure if this fits your normal emails complaints, but I thought I'd check. Well, you're here. Is it as weird as I think it is that after meeting a guy and going on a few dates, he still starts text with, "Hi, Roseanne," followed by the actual text? I mean, we have already slept together, so I don't need to know he knows who I am. I assume he does, and I know him. This was first noticed as a behavior from a younger guy I was hooking up with. He's 28, and I'm 47. But now permeated. Look at this. But has now permeated texts from men who are my age, too. Could this be that I'm just picking up on stupidity, or is this as odd as it feels to me? Not to mention almost formal where it doesn't make sense. Attach some examples so you get what I'm seeing. Thanks. Any guidance on how to stop this behavior or validation of my feelings would be appreciated. So let's go to the text. We'll start with the one to the right. Okay. She wrote, "I hope you had a great day. You be her, I'll be him."
Okay. Wait, hold on. I gotta look up the. Hold on, please.
Okay.
I'm getting the. Okay. Go.
So start with the Sunday, October 31st. So
okay,
she's writing to him on Halloween.
Okay. Let's see. I hope you had a great day. Smiley face emoji.
Hey, Roseanne. I'll text you soon. I'm in a movie theater.
Put your phone away, LOL.
I'm done now, LOL. How was your day? Call me if you can. I'm driving. So now we go ahead to Monday.
Okay. Good morning, smiley face emoji. I turned my ringer off last night and didn't see your text until after I woke up. I can't wait to hear about the movie you saw.
Hey, Roseanne. How's... It does sound weird. Hey, Roseanne, how's your day going? Sorry, I was in a meeting. They keep missing each other.
I know. Never be sorry for working. That's what my day has been.
Okay, so we'll go to another one.
Okay.
This is Friday. Hi, Roseanne. How are you?
I'm great. You?
I'm doing well, thanks. What's the plan?
Hasn't changed on my end. ... Just showered.
I'll see you at 8. She thumbs up that that text, and then, are you on your way?
I'm here already. Sorry, I didn't have my phone out. And then it has the
okay.
address.
So what do you think of this? I kind of, it does sound weird, but it...
Okay.
What do you think?
When I first read it, I thought, maybe he has a lot of girlfriends, and he's just keeping them. So when he looks at his phone, he's like, this is Roseanne, and doesn't double text. Okay,
and he's not saving her number, so it's like he can see right away.
Or, you know how like sometimes you're texting and you text the wrong person, and you're like, oh,
totally.
Fuck, I meant that. Right, so that would be my first thing.
Fair thought.
Okay, and then my second thing was, did he take a fucking class on like, hearing your name is the most beautiful sound you can... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's a little salesy. It's a little...
Right,
like,
yes.
Like,
it's like I took a How to Meet a Girl online class. Use their name as much as possible. I mean, it is weird. You're not
it's
like...
It's weird. Here's the only...
Yeah, and I'm dying to know what he does for a living, but go ahead.
Well, this is the thing. She wrote about age... I don't know if this is the 28-year-old or if this is the people that she's meeting now her age.
Right.
Older men, like sometimes, my dad, like you see on Facebook, it'll sign their name under a comment. You know, like, it, so, and it does, I actually, when I look at this, I look for matching. Like, does it match? It's not like he was like, hey, Roseanne. Yeah, so today was cool and what up, bitch? Like, it wasn't that. It was formal throughout.
But it's always, hey, Roseanne. It's never like, Roseanne, oh my God, I'm so happy. You know, like he doesn't veer into another like, hey, like nothing.
And she's being, when we did the reading, she's being kind of fun
playful.
And flirty and playful.
Yeah.
And he's not matching her energy
at
all.
He might be on the spectrum.
This is
reading cues. So that
could
might be
it,
which is fine. You know, I know plenty of people on the spectrum, but she's got to tell him. She's got to say, why do you always, like, I need to know why you do that.
And I think that it's one or the other as far as like salesy, like I'm making sure this person hears their name a lot. But I also do think it can be, because he is, I actually think it's good that it matches. The hey, Roseanne matches. I'm done now. LOL. How was your day? Call me if you can. Like the idea that he said, call me. I'm like, okay, the person who says call me is also the hey, Roseanne guy. You know, like, because it's, you know, the person that's like
people,
wants to be on the phone.
Right. So he doesn't, he could be, that's a good point, because I feel like, yeah, he could be not comfortable with texting and he's much better on the phone.
It feels like an old school guy.
Right. Cause like, because if you were going to answer your phone, like if you called me, like, all right, let's do a call. Ring. Hello.
What's up?
Hey, Jared, what's up? Like, that's what happens on a phone call.
Totally. It would be, hey, what's up? Yeah, hey, Jared.
Yeah, hey. Because you're recognizing.
Well, I would see that it's your name. Like, I...
See, we never did that. We couldn't do that.
Yeah.
We used to answer the phone. literally, and not know who was on the other end.
That's okay. Literally the scariest part of some people's day. There are people that get an unknown phone call and they're like thinking about it the rest of the day, anxious.
No. Jared, we didn't have caller ID. You would pick up and it would be like either, oh fuck, and you could lie. You could have a whole other life. You could not pick up the phone. Or you could lie and say, oh, I called, but it was busy, or I called and no one answered. Like, people had privacy.
Well,
you know?
This is the thing. Lying had its heyday. We're post lie.
Yeah.
We're in a post lie world. You really can't lie anymore. Well, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Judy Gold, thank you so much for coming on. This was fantastic.
Oh, my God, Jared,
I knew you were going to be an all-star.
I feel like you're my little brother.
I
Even
love
though
it.
I could probably be your mother, but whatever.
No, I love having you on. I love going on your show. Everyone needs to go follow Judy and go listen to her podcast, Kill Me Now. That's the podcast. I am the guest this and last week, so you can go listen to two episodes you're going to be comfy with. That's what it's all about. And then you can see the other guests. Judy has like big time names on. This is a great podcast. Also,
you,
yes, I can say that. That's the book. Go search it out on Amazon, wherever you buy books, at Judy Gold. She's on TikTok now. You're gonna love the videos she's putting out there. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Thursday in the lounge. Just keep sending your emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, title of the Luxury Lounge. Give it a little flavor and we'll be back next week. Boom.